Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Prosecutors in Memphis, Tennessee, have charged five former police officers in the beating death of a 29-year-old black man. Tyree Nichols got into a confrontation with the officers, who are also black, during a traffic stop earlier this month and died 3 days later from his injuries. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy outlined some of the charges today.
Second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping resulting in bodily injury, aggravated kidnapping involving the possession of a weapon, official misconduct through unauthorized exercise of power, official misconduct through failure to act when there is a duty imposed by law.
In a statement, President Biden said the Nichols family deserves a swift, full, and transparent investigation into his death. Video footage of the traffic stop is expected to be released to the public on Friday. A new report estimates that severe winter storms in California have cost between $5 and $7 billion in economic losses. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the storms caused widespread flooding and more than 700 landslides.
The estimate from the credit ratings giant Moody's includes infrastructure damage and impacts from inland flooding. Insured losses alone, it says, are projected to be between $500 million and $1.5 billion. The flooding and other storm damage came from a series of atmospheric rivers, bands of high-level moisture that transport water from the Pacific to California that hit the state earlier this month. That water has helped alleviate some of the drought in the western U.S., but federal drought specialists warned just earlier this week that the water crisis is far from over. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
The de facto prime minister in Haiti has managed to safely leave the airport in Port-au-Prince. NPR's Ada Peralta reports rioting police officers had blocked roads and attack facilities.
Over the past week, gangs have killed 10 police officers. Yesterday, a video was circulated online showing the bodies of some of them. Some police officers took to the streets on Wednesday. According to witnesses, they burned tires in the streets and they attacked the prime minister's office. When Prime Minister Ariel Henry returned from a summit in Argentina, the police officers attacked the airport. Haiti is a country in free fall. It no longer has any legitimate politicians at all, and gangs control huge swaths of the country. Prime Minister Henry has asked for an international intervention, but no country has volunteered to lead a force. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 205 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. HarperCollins, one of the largest book publishers in the country, has agreed to enter mediation with the union representing more than 200 workers who have been on strike for months now. Employees are asking the company for better pay and stronger commitments to diversity. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports the strike is receiving a lot of attention in the publishing world.
HarperCollins is the only company among the so-called Big Five in publishing that has a union, so anything that comes out of these talks could reverberate throughout the wider industry. The unionized workers, which include editors, designers, assistants, and more, are asking for codified commitments to diversity in their contract, better union protections, and higher wages, particularly for entry-level workers. The union said on social media that it is hopeful. In a statement, HarperCollins wrote that they entered negotiations eager to find common ground. Quote, HarperCollins has had a union for 80 years with a long history of successful and fair contract negotiations. The company has the same exact goal now and is actively working to achieve it. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
IBM has announced plans to lay off nearly 4,000 employees. The company says the layoffs are the result of spinoffs of two of IBM's businesses. Technology companies, including Amazon and Microsoft, have announced tens of thousands of job cuts in recent weeks amid a global economic downturn and rising interest rates in the United States. Recapping stocks on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow was down 205 points today, the Nasdaq up 199. This is NPR News in Washington.